Apparently, it's good to be a member of Congress. Joining us live this morning, John Solomon from the Washington Guardian. And John, apparently new Congress members came to Washington vowing to change Congress, have been changed themselves.
That's right, guys. It hasn't taken long, less than 2 years. And the very Tea Party lawmakers that came here saying they were going to change the culture of Washington, they've essentially embraced many of its great perks. And today we've got a story in WashingtonGuardian.com where the Tea Party freshmen have already accepted $1 million in free trips from special interests, the very special interests when they ran for Congress 2 years ago they were bashing.
So tell us the evolution of all of this. Did it happen overnight, or did it slowly happen?
You know, it happened pretty quickly. We found the first trips in the spring of 2011, so they were in office less than 3 or 4 months when the trip started. And they're all over the world, from Las Vegas to Israel to Brussels. They range the gamut in all of the special interests, all the ones that are lobbying Congress, all the ones we hear about every day trying to influence policy with ads and conferences. And they're right there taking these lawmakers, and not only their lawmakers, their daughters, their wives, their husbands, along on these great trips.
Do the members themselves have anything to say about it or defend it?
Well, they defer to their spokesperson or their chief of staff in some cases, but my favorite one is Rand Paul, Kentucky senator, freshman, one of the champions of the Tea Party. Just a few months ago, you probably remember the headlines of him bashing the GSA when they went on their trip to Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. Well, guess where Rand Paul went? He went to Las Vegas, not once, but twice, paid for by someone else. And when we asked his chief of staff, what do you make of that? Is this a special interest? He says, I don't consider that group a special interest. So I guess a special interest is in the eye of the beholder.
So, you know, you sort of wonder, those people who elected these Tea Party members 2 years ago, whether they'll have second thoughts about them this session. We have any indication how that may affect the election?
A lot of the Tea Party freshmen are in very tight races around the country, and they're going to be very closely watched. Is this a consequential class that'll be around for a while, or is it a group that came in with, and was a flash in the pan and left? And I think the next month or so, we're going to see a lot of changes in those polls, and they're going to be very closely watched. It's going to be an interesting look.
Aren't there times when members of Congress would need to travel somewhere else to see firsthand what a situation is like or what a circumstance is like for themselves?
Oh, absolutely. There's no doubt about it. In fact, they have their own congressional budgets to do so if they need to. There's a thing called fact-finding trips that the taxpayers can pay for when there's official business. A lot of these things are speeches or just, you know, fun weekends. Take Rand Paul's weekend. It was a weekend at a casino hotel. He gave one speech. He also threw in a book signing and a fundraiser, and it didn't cost him a dime out of his wallet or even out of his office expenditures.
But on the other hand, I think the issue for many voters that may be, you know, upmost in their mind is whether or not this kind of stuff influences how they operate as lawmakers.
That's right. In fact, that's the big question. I mean, we interviewed some people who are big supporters of the Tea Party, and they said, listen, good news is they're not spending a lot of tax dollars on these trips. Bad news is they're starting to make friends, and those friends may call in chits down the road and ask them to not kill a program or to do a favor for a special interest, and that's what worries us about the system.
Interesting story. Thanks, John. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
You too, John Solomon from the Washington Guardian.